do people still don't marry with their own clan?
Yes. Primary tribal organization somewhere along the line. Original family become large enough to become extended family or clan. Originally they were sanguineous, all blood related, but in the blood relationship disappeared. Full-fledged clans coming to existence. I don't know when it all started, probably way back then. But the number of clans would change from time. Some clans would be absorbed by the larger clans, some would be killed off by the tribe, so it changes all.
Them don't have it by
elected 10 chiefs as pillars of political organization or tribal organization. And each chief would have his own band. They would camp together, look at members, and so forth, have friendly competition with the clans. And it functioned the same thing as a clan. Since all the chiefs died off, younger guys not interested. Those who were elected to succeed the old chiefs are not fitted. While they run out of chiefs, though they don't have a social organization. And that's too bad, you know.
Does each clan have a chief?
No. We all know each other, and we more or less respect older members. Ways of cleaning kids and laws. I have to put out a little booklet. This laws and rules, groups, members of the various clans, you know, so you know where you stand, whom to choke, whom to pay your respects.
Profair, 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 profair